Okay, Jim, would you please tell me about some of the people you worked with on the ranches that you ran?
Yeah, Wendy Spurgeon was down on the box all the time we had it, nearly. And let's see who else was down there after him. I don't remember for sure who was down there. I just don't remember who else. He was there nearly all the time we had it. He was raised down at Gate.
How's he related to Delroy?
Your uncle.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Uncle Delroy's.
Okay.
Bill Spurgeon, his brother, and I were good friends. Bill was really a good horseman, roped really good. Good cowboy. And then had Duke Crane. He was up here nearly, I think he was up there 14, 15 years. And he was raised right here. And then had Pat Mason. He was down at Fargo. And let's see, Richard Degnan, and he helped me a lot when he was a kid. And then we neighbored with everybody. We didn't have a whole lot, keep a whole lot of help. Some of them guys, day worked, Pat Jacobs, and they day work when they was kids. I had a lot of fun with them. And then everybody neighbored. You know, and shipping time and branding time, and we fed with mules up till, I guess in the late 60s when them four-wheel drive pickups got come around. I liked feeding with a mule. But
where did you get work mules?
I buy them off of Grumbine's out there west, between Dodge and Garden. They raised a lot of mules up there, Mr. Grumbine did.
Did you have to break them?
Oh, sometimes I'd buy bronc mules, and by the time we worked them, then I'd take them back up there, and he'd buy them back broke.
What's the difference between working a mule and a horse?
Oh, I just like to work a mule a lot better. They're tougher, I don't know. You could just get around a lot quicker. For one thing, you didn't have no mercy on them. Because, you know, mule, everybody had an old bronc mare or one that wouldn't work out or something. And say, what'd you do to that mare? Oh, I bred her to a jack. And, well, that's what you got was broncs. You but, and a mule would take care of themselves a lot better. This, and a lot of people didn't like to work mules, but I did.
Did you have a favorite horse?
Oh, yeah, I had several, really. One of the best ranch horses I had was a big bay horse. And he was out of a King Ranch stud that Harry Shepler had, and out of a Hancock mare. And he was really a good horse. And we hauled him to some ropings too, and he was just a super good ranch horse. Matter of fact, we had some buffalo up there, and that old bull in the fall, he'd want to go south. And I think I roped him 3 or 4 times on this horse. He could run to him and handle him after he got him caught.
I didn't know you could rope buffalo.
Yeah, I did him.
All by yourself?
Yeah, and then, well, the first time was right down here south of town. And I had him caught. And they had the truck backed up to a bank, and Jack Ray was training cutting horses right there at that old Berryman place, and he come over there, and he got a rope on him too, and he couldn't pull him, but he could hold him straight enough where I got him in the truck.
Where'd you take him?
Took him home. Pinned him up for a while. And finally, the last time I caught him, he was clear out there to west of the 12-mile corner at Juanita Abel's. And I loaded them all and took them to Dodge and sold them. Don, he'd bought them and sent them down there, Don Young. He was bidding on them. And Jack Steinmetz said, hey, he said, you know whose buffalo them are? And he said, no. And he said, well, they're yours. And he said, if I was you, I wouldn't send them back down there either. And that bull broke out up there at the sale barn. And they called me, wanting to know if I'd come up there and catch him. And I said, no, I ain't going up there and catch him in town. Well, they shot him, I guess.
So you were a buffalo rancher there for a while.
Yeah, I only had 4 or 5 cows.
What'd you do with the calves?
Oh, we ate some of them.
Okay.
Yeah, and them guys, we'd pull some bad tricks on each other. We'd, out there at Gaylord Allen's, we was going to work out there, and I had to go down to there and receive some cattle. Wayne Alexander's and old Duke took my horse and stuff out there. And I had a brand new saddle. I got back, my horse was there. My saddle was gone. I got to looking around, there's a cupola on the top of that barn. And there was my saddle tied clear in the top of that cupola up there. There's an old ladder there. I finally got up there and got it down. We was always doing something.
Would you have left it if it had been an old saddle?
No.
Okay. What stunts did you pull?
Virgil. We was out there at that lake. It was on Gaylord Alan had that leased, and where the spillway run over, and there's a great big hole there. And Virgil, we was sitting there looking at it, and Virgil said, "I bet there ain't nobody here got enough guts to ride off in there with me." I said, "Get in there." Boy, as soon as he left, I left right on top of him. Took him under. He wasn't very happy for a while when he come out of there. Somebody was always sneaking up behind somebody and rim firing them. Take a rope between two horses and caused some pretty good wrecks. One time we was gathering a big hackberry up here. It's a big old rough son of a gun. And Perry was in high school, my oldest boy, and him and Wendy, they were a mess. And we left that morning, and I had no army coat. And for some reason, he took it, and I didn't think much about it. And I dropped everybody off, and we kept Perry in between me and Wendy. And we kept topping out, no Perry. Finally, Wendy and I trotted over to each other, and I ain't seen him. So we took off, and we found him. There he was, laying out there. And so Wendy, he was loping up there to him, and he was under that old army coat, and he jumped up, and woof, woof. That old walk, I bucked him off. Fight was on. We done a lot of stuff like that.
You didn't feel pain in those days?
Nah, we didn't. No, Doc Jerry, he knew we was crazy. We'd go in there and he'd sew us up or something. And he wouldn't give us nothing, you know. He'd say, "Does that hurt?" "Nah, it's all right." And he said, "How about that?" And he's a good old guy, Doc Jerry was.
You went to him pretty often?
Oh, yeah, we got work. We wouldn't bother with him. My youngest boy, he started it. He said, "I ain't going in there." He said, "Well, self up."
Good days.
Yeah. We didn't make no money, but we sure had a lot of fun. Yeah, I tell them guys now, feeding with mules or trotting 10 or 15 miles in the dark to get somewhere, you know, was crazy. Now they'll load their four-wheelers and haul them in there, ride in their air-conditioned pickup to go 15 miles, you know.
Would you do it? Would you do it over again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Heck yeah.
What do you think are the biggest changes? have happened in ranching in your lifetime?
Oh, it just got so much more complicated, I guess. You have to keep a lot better books, and it's tough. It's always been a tough business. And then the equipment, you know, my gosh. We'd feeding mules. We'd bind that feed and shock it, and then load it. We'd load our cake on the front of the wagon and bundles on the back. And then if we run out of bundles, why, we'd feed little square bales, you know. Now it's all round bales and fancy balers, air-conditioned tractors, and it's a heap nicer as far as that goes.
Yeah. Do you think is this much fun now?
Nah, it's just a job. Most of them, they don't care about making money for anybody. It's just a job. We always tried to make them ranches better. Get the grass better and the water better. And I know Les bought that Able Ranch, that North Able Ranch out there, and it didn't have no water on it. I mean, very little water. Mm-hmm. And I told him, he called me, said he bought it, and I said, "You done what?" And he said, "I bought that North Able." And I said, "Man, there ain't no water on it." So Kenny Allison was helping me out there. We went to work hunting water, and we found a real good well up there at the north end, mm-hmm. and pipelined it. Mm-hmm. And of course, they was that crazy cowboy. He ain't gonna find no water up there. And then Bo Zidens, he come over there and see if we could find him some. He got water. And Denton's west of us, they got water. And Giles is what, and up there where Rod's at, up there Jim's, that whole country's pipeline now. Boy, it made a good country out of it. Good as there is.
How far can a cow travel to water and still do well?
Oh, really not very far. 3 or 4 miles, you can get by, but it's not good. Mm-hmm. And I like that Able place there. After we got that water on it, we refenced a bunch of it. Because of some of that old rough country, they wouldn't go back there. Mm-hmm. It was too rough. And I done the same thing on that Beatty Ranch out there at Lakin. And made it good.
What did it cost to put in a mile of fence back then?
About $2,000.
They're telling me it's $10,000 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had them fencing outfit from down at Pampa. They refenced that whole ranch down there at Fargo. They stayed there all winter and refenced that. And we refenced a lot up there on that Able.
It's all new now.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it needed to be new. Especially the cross fences.
Somebody told me this generation now won't know how to fix fence.
No, they're hard.
Well, it's all new.
Yeah, it's all new, and it'll be good for... And they've got it fixed now, so if it burns again, they won't lose near as much.
Mm-hmm. What did you do the day of the Starbuck fire? Where were you?
I was here. I couldn't help much, but I knew every bit of the country and who it belonged to, and I could take them, pick them up down there to the, show them where to go and stuff. But
you helped them know where to put fence in, or?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could take them to those ranches.
Okay.
There was a lot of good people come here and helped. Man, that was really good. Mm-hmm. And there was a bunch of kids from Minnesota, a whole busload of them. Come down, and I had a lot of fun with them, and they kept wanting to get some rattles, and they didn't find no snakes or didn't kill them, but anyway, that one kid up there, I sent him some rattles, and he wrote me a really nice letter and thanked me for them and said he'd scattered them out up there to them other kids. Boy, them kids worked their rears off.
What did they do?
Mostly they were tearing out old fence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'd come in coal black every night. And we had a lot of them. Well, my daughter up there in Missouri, she keeps books there at the sale barn. And she put a lot of hay together and a lot of money together and sent down. Mm-hmm.
What is your daughter's name?
Jimmy Lou Hinkle.
Jenny?
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Yeah,
Jimmy Lou.
Jimmy Lou Hinkle.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that was quite a deal.
Where did you raise your family? Where were you living when you raised your kids?
Right here.
In town?
No, out there at Bo's Idens, where Bo's Idens headquarters are.
Mm-hmm.
There. Yeah, there was a 2-story rock house there. And just, it burnt. Well, we was in the process of moving out to Lakin. And when it burnt, and then he built a new house there, and it burnt. And he built a new place up the canyon there. And I asked him, I said, how come you don't build it up there? He said, well, your house burnt, my house burnt. He says, that's enough. But if it burns, I know it'll burn too. He said, but he sure picked a nice place to build it up there. Mm-hmm. Pond right there. Then he got two stinking old oil wells there.
They're not ugly.
No. Make cow business good.
How many kids do you have?
Five.
Okay.
Yeah, I had three girls and two boys.
Who did you marry?
Vesta Goodrich.
Okay, was she raised here?
No, she was raised in Wichita.
How'd you get her to come out here?
Forced her. I never will forget when we come out here. We'd come through Medicine and across there, and we got out here 3 or 4 miles. And she said, "Man," she said, "I don't know about this." But she really liked it here. It's a good place to raise them kids. We worked together and hunted and fished together and roped together.
So she got to like it here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do any of your kids still live in this area?
Yeah, my youngest boy lives here in town, Terry Wayne.
He must not be a library person.
Okay. No.
Okay.
Yeah. Never get him away from here.
Are you glad you stayed? Are you glad you stayed?
Oh, yeah.
You went out to Lakin.
Mm-hmm.
Did you run a ranch out there?
Yeah, young Cooper bought some country out there, and then we was running 12,000-15,000 on wheat pasture out there in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat pasture and beets and burned up milo. And then when they sold out there, we had that Beatty Ranch leased out there, and I went to partnering with Tony Beatty out there. He had the ranch, and I owned half the cows. And turned out it was a good deal for me. He was really good to me. But I made him money, too. He was a tough old son of a gun. Everybody said, "Man, you don't want to mess with him." But we'd had his ranch lease, and I got along with him great. And he was super good to me.
Why did you come back to Clark County?
Well, I come back here when my grandson got hurt playing football. He was quadriplegic. And so I come back here. Tony sold that ranch, and I was to stay there and run it for Tate's. And when he got hurt, I come back down here at the Abel place for less. And then after they got some money for why, went up to Hutchison because we couldn't get nurses and stuff here. Moved up there, and then J.R. and I, we bought a few mares, and really good mares, and then they got started, and we wound up had 85 mares up there.
Okay.
And they've only got about a dozen mares left up there. And then my daughter up in Missouri, I've got some mares up there and a stud. Yeah, this is a good place to live. Well,
okay.
I'll quit bothering.